Our son Burhan is 5 years old, and he's learning to read and do basic maths. Here's another confession. I have found that our daughter is actually more successful at teaching him these skills than I am. It started as a game, but Alia loves playing teacher to her little brother. And I have found that these sessions actually improved Burhan's literacy, increased Alia's sense of responsibility, and strengthened the bonding between them. A win-win all around. The successful Arab women I know have each found their unique approach to working their life as they continue to shoulder the lion's share of responsibility in the home. But this is not just about surviving in your dual role as a career woman and mother. This is also about being in the present. When I am with my children, I try to leave work out of our lives. Instead of worrying about how many minutes I can spend with them every day, I focus on turning these minutes into memorable moments. Moments where I'm seeing my kids, hearing them, connecting with them. Arab women of my generation have not been very visible in the public eye as they grew up. This explains, I think, to some extent, why you find so few women in politics in the Arab world. The upside of this, however, is that we have spent a lot of time developing a social skill behind the scenes. In coffee shops, in living rooms, on the phone, a social skill that is very important to success. Networking. I would say the average Arab woman has a large network of friends and acquaintances. The majority of those are also women. In the West, it seems like ambitious women often compare themselves to other women, hoping to be noticed as the most successful woman in the room. This leads to the much spoken about competitive behavior between professional women. If there's only room for one woman at the top, then you can't make room for others, much less lift them up. Arab women, generally speaking, have not fallen for this psychological trap.